dads.
Joe, what's the most dad thing you've done recently? Like, what recently has stopped you in your tracks and been like, wow, that was very dad of me to do that?
That was very dad of me? Oh, man, that's a good question. Last night, my niece was over here, and she asked me, like, hey, you think you can, like, add some air to my tire? I was like, yeah, I can do that. No problem.
Yep.
So I pulled out my air compressor and, you know, turned it on and inflated it. And while it's still running, you know, just for good measure, I went around and checked all the other tires just to make sure, you know.
You got to. You got the air compressor running already. Might as well.
Might as well check it.
That's very good.
Right there.
That's very good.
What about you?
So what made me think of this is we're getting ready. Ben had soccer today. And there's two parts to this story. The first part is last week he only had practice, no game. So I threw the socks in the laundry thinking for sure we don't have practice for another week. The socks are going to get washed, dried, and folded in a week, right? There's no way.
Absolutely.
Of course not. They did get washed and dried, and then they sat in the clean laundry pile in the laundry room until, you know, where all of our clean laundry lives. So I had to dig through like three baskets of laundry to find the socks. And as I'm digging through it, Katie's like, we should just order him another pair of socks. Like, we don't need to just have one pair of soccer socks. Like, he's going to do this. And so she gets on whatever, Amazon or whatever, and starts looking at socks. And she goes, how tall is Ben? Because apparently they, like, measure the socks by height.
Yeah.
And I was like, I have no idea. He hasn't been in the doctor in, like, 6 months. I, like, nothing off the top of my head is telling. She goes, is he, like, 4 foot? Like, I don't think he's that tall. He goes, how tall? I was like, hold on. And I just walked downstairs and grabbed measuring tape and measured him right up with a measuring tape.
Exactly. Hey, that's what you got to do sometimes, you know?
You know, just whipped out my Milwaukee brand measuring tape and just, here, Ben, step on this metal piece real quick.
Place him against the wall. Did you mark it? Are you going to have a growing chart?
No, we don't have a growing chart. at first, I don't know if we ever consciously made a decision that we weren't going to, right? It wasn't like we're not going to do this. But part of me was like, this isn't our forever home. I don't want to like mark up the wall and then like, you know, and then, you know, mortgage rates skyrocketed and housing prices skyrocketed. And who knows, this might be a forever home because we'll never be able to afford another one. So maybe I should.
Exactly. Well, how tall is he?
He is.
What did it come out to?
3 foot three, 3 foot four.
All right. All right. So about 8 inches off of the four foot.
Yeah. I'm very glad I measured. To be honest. Because honestly, at first she's like, is he like 4 foot nine? I was like, absolutely not. Absolutely not. Hold on. No. Pump the brakes. All right.
Yeah. He's only 6 inches shorter than you.
Yeah. Hold on. and she goes, okay. That doesn't make any sense. She goes, all right. How about like 3 foot 11? I was like, so had to whip out.
Seems pretty tall.
That seems pretty tall. 3 foot four.
Pretty dad of you. Yeah.
And then honestly, he got this year with their uniforms. They got like giant green socks to go with their uniforms, so didn't need to order them anyway.
Look at that! It all works out.
It all works out in the end.
Welcome to Big Dad Energy, the journey of parenting and adulting through the eyes of two young dads. I'm your co-host Joe Lopez, and with me, as always, is my co-dad Jared Shedmansky. Jared, how the heck are you?
Joe, I'm tired. I'm always tired. I'm not tired from lack of sleep this time. I think we're just getting to the point in being a parent of two children that are old enough to, like, just wear you down constantly.
Yeah.
Like,
just all the time.
We talk a lot about, like, the phases of a kid growing up and things like that. Will and Ben are starting to get to the same phase, which is pretty cool. It's a little bit hard because, like, obviously, Ben's older. Will can't do all the things that Ben does. Like today at Ben's soccer practice, Will kept trying to run onto the field. Like, my guy, all you do is pick up the ball. Like, you don't, there is no point.
For sure.
You're not going to play soccer. But they're starting to get to that point where, like, they're just doing stuff all the time, always busy, which is great. And I love it. Except you still have to constantly watch them. Like, they're not quite at the, like, play by yourself and be safe time. So, like, this morning, Ben has this, like, we bought it for a road trip one time. It's like you open it up and it has like a magnetized board and you can build things. It has like different magnets and you can build things on
yeah.
it, right? And it has a lot of small wheels in it for like cars and tractors and things like that. Well, Will was playing with it and I didn't think anything of it because I was like, whatever, he's just playing with toys. And then he walks out to me and he spits out a small wheel in front of me. And I'm like, why did I even not think about that for 2 seconds? Like, at any point, you could have swallowed that and we would have been in a world of trouble here. But he came out and just
it's
spit it out at my
feet. It's the worst when they do that. Grayson has done that so many times where he just like looks at you and you just happen to catch him at the right moment. And he just like, just spits out whatever it is. And I'm like, oh my God, dude. Like, you cannot have that in your mouth.
Maybe it's a second child thing for sure, because maybe, and here's the thing, because your attention is divided so much more, right, with your second kid. That's just how it works. I feel like Will puts so much more in his mouth than Ben ever did. Like, Ben went through his phase, right? Ben went through his, like, pick up everything and put it in his mouth. But that stopped, like, fairly quickly. I feel like Will just he'll just put anything in his mouth. He eats a lot more than Ben ever did, so maybe that's part of it. Like, he's just a good eater, right? But he just will put any... He'll grab dirt out of Katie's plants, try and eat it. We're outside.
Grayson did that, too.
You know, we're outside in the backyard. Rocks. Pick them up and try and eat them. Like, what are we doing here, man? This is not...
Gray did that, too, and he definitely also is a much more put things in his mouth than Cora was. Mm-hmm. And... I don't know. I just assumed Grayson was like a little bit more adventurous. Maybe it is. Maybe were just looking at that first kid more closely.
Well, and who knows? Maybe I caught Ben earlier, like to tell him like, hey, don't put that in your mouth. Don't put that in your mouth. And now you're like, you got one eye on each kid and you just, but man, that boy loves to just put things he's not supposed to into his mouth. Like,
we have to yell at Cora a lot, though, because she still puts random things, like, you know, she fiddles, and when she fiddles, she puts them in her mouth, like if she's watching TV or whatever. I'm like, Cora, get that, like, you know, and it's always small stuff, you know, like small, I don't know, little toys and whatnot. And
Ben's in a clothes-chewing phase right now, so he chews on the necks of his shirts.
Yeah.
And then, like, today at soccer, he was chewing on the jacket he had on, just, like, he would go to kick the ball and he'd put the jacket in his mouth and go kick the ball. I'm like, on one hand, it's a comfort thing, right? Like knacks are comfort things. So I don't want to like train him to not seek comfort. But at the same time, you can't chew on your clothes. Like this morning he got dressed, he had speech this morning. He was going to speech and then chewed up the like neck of his shirt. And I was like, my guy, now we have to change the shirt. Like you can't just sit here and chew on your clothes. It's gonna, and he does it. The worst is he'll do it on the way to school. So like we're driving to school. Everything's fine. I get to Katie's mom's house to drop off Will. And I look over at Ben. He's got a mouthful of shirt in his mouth. And now I'm like, you're going to walk into school and it's going to look like we don't put you in good clothes because you chewed on your shirt the whole way here. Like,
mine never did that. Here and there, but they didn't do it like all the time. They're more of the toy like put in the mouth or like the strings on sweatshirts.
We get
that is the one part of clothing that they will chew on, like if it's the strings on sweatshirts or the strings in like a pair of sweats. Like they will grab it, both of them, just chew on it. Today I went to pick up Grayson or do something and these dangled in front of his face and he just went like reached for him like a fish and I was like, no, get out of here. That's funny. So how have you been? How was your weekend?
It was good. I'm trying to think. Well, we got to hang out this weekend. That was a blast.
You did.
So Katie went out on Saturday morning and hung out with her friend and they did a little spa day and things like that. So I had the boys. And honestly, the boys didn't want to do anything. They just wanted to go in the basement and play in the basement. I was like, you guys are speaking my language. but they, another very dad thing. I had to get the shop vac out. Katie likes to make these sands, right? Like, I don't honestly, gun to my head, if you ask me how she makes them, I have no idea. But she makes like these kinetic sands and things like that she puts in the sensory bins. And she had made a new one for Ben. And the problem with sensory bins is Will's too young for them, right?
Right.
And then Ben is old enough now that he wants to do other things with them. Like, he doesn't want to just play in the sensory bin anymore. Like, the sensory bins are downstairs in the basement, and he has that kitchen down here. And he was, like, putting in his pots and pans and putting in the coffee cups and bringing me the coffee cup and things like that. And it ended up just getting everywhere, and Will was trying to eat it and all this stuff. And was like, all right, that's it. The sand's got to go. So I just whipped out the shop vac, vacuumed up the all the sand I could find, and that was the end of it. So did that on Saturday, and then Sunday we got to go to the third best sporting event in Detroit that day.
The Michigan Panthers.
The Michigan Panthers.
Yeah.
The UFL, XFL? What is the new one?
UFL?
UFL.
That's UFL? Yeah.
That's right. Because it was XFL and USFL, and they merged. Okay. Now it's just UFL, United Football
League. It's just UFL.
Anyway.
What a game.
What a game. Did not pay attention to it in the slightest, except for when our field goal kicker kicked another 62-yarder, which was amazing. Ben lived his dream. He got a hot dog with ketchup on it. He ate half my pretzel with cheese and then got Dippin' Dots and was just...
He was living it.
Living the life. Very nearly fell asleep on the way home. I kept him awake all the way home. That was a little one for me kind of thing. Like, because if he had fallen asleep, it would have been fine. It wouldn't have been the end of the world. But it's either he had to fall asleep right... Because we live so close to the stadium. It's like, you're going to fall asleep right now in the parking garage and then sleep till we get home, or nothing at all. Like, there's no...
Yeah.
You can't fall asleep 5 minutes before home. Like, this is a 15-minute drive. You either fall asleep now or you don't fall asleep at all. And he made it all the way there, which was great.
That's good.
That was fun. We all got to hang out and spend time.
Yeah.
And
Didn't play D&D.
We didn't play D&D, which was
good and weird.
It was weird. We thought about D&D a lot.
We did.
Yeah. We were all together. We thought about D&D a lot.
We sure did. It's funny.
Now, how about you? How was your weekend?
Oh, man, it was a good weekend. Friday, I forced Kayla to get out of the house and go hang out with Jordan and have a mom's night. So she left here like around 7:30, and our kids were like wrapping up with tubs, having a chill night, and like the kids were amazing, which like could be hit or miss. Sometimes they could have a rough night, sometimes they could have a great night, and they had a great night.
Awesome.
So like they were out and asleep by like 9:30, 10 o'clock, the kids at night, and I just hung out and watched The Bear until Kayla got home, like around midnight or so. And then Saturday, David, our friend from Grand Rapids, came over and he brought us a ceramics kiln so that Kayla can start doing ceramics again, which she hasn't really done since college.
Nice.
Yeah, so we got to fire that up to see if it's working. It's pretty big. It's like the size of an end table.
Oh, wow.
And it's like 3.5 feet. It's about Ben's size.
Yeah, yeah, I get that. We have a good measurement now.
So he brought that over, and then we went to the brewery, Tecumseh. And what's great on the weekends is my kids will either nap or not nap. And this weekend they didn't nap at all.
Oh, nice.
When they don't nap,
go to bed early, right? When they don't nap.
Yes.
Nice.
So when they don't nap, it's like amazing. So Saturday night, everybody in this house was exhausted. And like 7 o'clock rolls around, and we're like, okay, let's maybe start to tubby, settle down. And Kayla and Cora went to Cora's room and were playing games or watching a movie or whatever.
Sure.
And they were quiet, and I didn't really hear Cora talk much. And I was like, oh, okay. And Grayson just laid with me on the couch and wanted to watch, I don't know, Baby Shark videos or something like that. And we were laying on the couch, and like 7:30 rolls around, and his eyes just shut. I was like, oh my God.
Nice.
Oh my God. And I waited 15 minutes, and I laid him in his bed, and I peeked in Cora's room, and Cora and Kayla were both asleep. And it was not even 8 o'clock. And I was like, oh, yes. Holy cow. So I did the dishes and cleaned my living room and then finished up The Bear. Then Sunday, got up, went out to brunch, and then went to Michigan. Went to see the Michigan Panthers, which was great. It was nice to hang out with those guys. And Ben was just living it up. That man, he loved everything about it. It was fun to see him interact with us all, grown human beings. But then it was fun to see him, like him and Kevin, feed off of each other and Kevin's popcorn bucket.
Oh yeah.
Because Will was trying to use the force at the popcorn bucket, and Kevin was playing along with it. It was great.
I'm telling you, Ben knows how to work a crowd. That kid knows. he's a little shy at first. I will say, he all week was saying he was excited to see you. He was like, I want to play peekaboo with Uncle Joe. I want to play peekaboo with Uncle Joe. I checked with him about 50 times from Friday, Saturday, and even Sunday morning. Like, are you sure you want to go? Are you sure you want to go to the football game? Because taking kids to events like that can go one of two ways, right? It can go the way it went, where Ben was good, he had fun, he had a great time. Middle of the third quarter, you could tell he was starting to start the unravel. Like, he wasn't sitting down anymore. He wasn't, you know, like, he wasn't watching any more football. He wasn't, you know, he was playing, which was great, but he wasn't quite, he was on his way to unraveling. But out of all the times that we've gone to, like, games at Ford Field, because he's been there maybe five times already. He's only three. Wow. And of all the times we've been there, that was the best that he's been, because I think, and it also, like, there wasn't a lot of people around us, which was really nice.
Yeah, it was pretty chill.
Like, I wasn't super worried. I was telling you guys about the last time I took him to a Lions preseason game in the fall. And we were in the middle of the aisle, middle of the row, not near the aisle. Really hard to get in and out. There were a lot of people around us. Getting him to, like, sit still and sit in the seat was impossible. It's impossible.
Yeah.
So it was really nice that there was, like, nobody around us. You just let him, you know, be a little free and run up and down the aisles, and it was great, and he loved it. So it was really, it turned out really well in the end.
Yeah, it was very fun. It was a good time. And that night, my kids went to bed early too.
You're on a roll.
No kidding. It was going well. It was like Friday night, Saturday night, Sunday night, Monday night. Chill.
Yep.
Monday was a little rough. We had a little bit of a struggle with Cora, with some defiancy and whatnot. And last night, my niece Bailey came over, and her son Harrison, who's like 6 months. 3 months. He's three and a half months. Her boyfriend and their baby came over, and we had pizza. And for them, it was like almost their weekend. Like, he didn't work yesterday or today. And then she didn't have to work till noon today. So they were here till like 11 o'clock last night.
No way.
And our kids were up the whole time.
On a Monday, I'm kicking people out of that. Or what is it, Tuesday? I don't know. I'm kicking on a school night, kicking them out of the house.
Yeah, so the kids were up really late last night, but they passed out, you know, pretty easily once we finally got to bed. But we took a bit to get there, but we got there. But it was fun to, like, see them. I've seen Harrison, again, he's my niece's son. Mm-hmm. I've seen him a couple times, but I never, like, actually sat and interacted with him. Just because whenever we're around, there's a lot of other people, so they kind of want to see him.
Yeah, of course.
It was nice to, like, get to hang out and have a little bit of one-on-one time with them, which was good. So that's how things have been going over here.
Well, awesome, man.
Yeah. Before I jump into the topic, I have a question for you.
Hit me.
Have you ever, like, gone to the grocery store? Right, like, just to pick up a few things, like, if you just need to, like, oh, I forgot this one thing for dinner, right? And, like, I'm just gonna go pick up bread or whatever it is. You ever do that and be like, you know what, I'm gonna, like, I know I'm gonna get myself a little treat while I'm in there.
Joe, there is no time that I walk into a grocery store not thinking I'm gonna walk out with a treat. I Katie and I have very different philosophies on where to get treats from.
Okay.
Katie's philosophy is anywhere and everywhere all the time. But But mainly, Katie's a big going to the ice cream place, right? Going to actually going to ice cream. Like, it was really nice. I think it was Monday. Really nice on Monday. Like 75 degrees outside. Really nice.
Yeah.
We went up to, we have this ice cream place next to a gas station up in Ferndale. And we went up there and just got ice cream from there. That's Katie's version of getting a treat.
Gotcha.
I come home with treats from the grocery store. That's I'm not going to go leave my house to pay. Like, perfect example. A pint of Ben and Jerry's ice cream, which, as long as I'm pacing myself, lasts probably 3-4 nights, right?
Yeah.
Maybe longer, maybe less, but on average.
Yeah.
It's like $6 for that, right?
Right.
It's also $6 to get a medium flurry you're going to eat in one sitting. Right?
Yeah.
So, economically, treat maintenance. what I'm telling you is the grocery store is a superior place to get a treat. I can appreciate going to the ice cream store or ice cream shop.
Sure.
We call
it
the ice cream place. Whatever.
You know what? We call it the ice cream place too.
Right?
Is that like a Michigan thing?
It might be a Midwest thing. It might be.
Yeah.
I don't know.
The ice cream place.
Growing up in Kalamazoo, we had this place called Ritter's, which was the end-all, be-all, best ice cream, bar none. It was frozen custard, so I guess it's not really ice cream.
Oh, yeah.
But we just used to say we're going to Ritter's, so we never called it the ice cream place. We called it
Ritter's.
But ever since then, when Katie started, taking me to every ice cream place around. Anyway. So, to answer your question more directly, I always leave the grocery store with a treat.
Yeah.
And the worst is Trader Joe's because they have constantly rotating stock, right? So when we go in there, you never know what you're going to find.
Never know.
I've come home with whole cheesecakes. Loved it. Was amazing. This last time, Ben wanted ice cream, so we picked out this mango creamsicle ice cream.
Ooh.
Or ice cream bars. I have more questions about ice cream. Are you an ice cream pint or an ice cream bar kind of person?
Ice cream pint,
I'm a popsicle, ice cream bar.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah. I do, obviously, everyone likes regular ice cream out of the pint. But
yeah.
A good fruit bar, a good creamy fruit bar, I'll jam on it. That's probably my
favorite. I haven't had one in ages. I got some very sensitive teeth. I can't bite into those things.
Yeah, that sucks.
Yeah. That's why if I do, I put the lips over the teeth and then have to go in and bite it like that.
Mm.
And then just mash it between my tongue and the roof of my mouth like a turtle.
Just baby bird it, basically.
Yeah. So I asked this question because last Friday, I think it was last Friday, started making cheese steaks, and as we were going through our stock of what we had, she's like starting to cook the steak and whatnot.
Sure.
We're like, oh, we don't have any onion, but we also don't have any green pepper, and it's like those are two things that have to be on a cheese steak.
Those are big too. It's like cheese, steak, and then those two things. You need basically those four.
Right. So I was like, okay, well, I'll go run to the store this was last Thursday. I'll go run to the store and get it. And I was like, okay, I'll take Grayson with me because you've had him all day. So I took Gray with me, and I was like, okay, well, while I'm there, I'm going to get a little treat. And I knew I needed green pepper, onion, and cheese. Not for the cheesesteaks, just for the kids.
Yeah.
I think that was it. I walked out of that place with those three things and then a frozen tube of sugar cookie dough and a frozen pack of Toll House cookies that the break and bakes.
Oh yeah,
both of those, because I was like, I need both.
I don't see a flaw in your logic.
A quart of ice cream because the kids needed ice cream, and why not?
Sure.
It's right there. Might as well just get a quart. Then also some of the Quaker rice cakes that are apple cinnamon flavored.
I can't eat those anymore. I'm sorry. It doesn't. Sorry to turn this delightful story, truly delightful story about snacks that I want to hear more of, into something else. But those were like the only meal I ate when I was wrestling because they don't weigh anything.
Right.
They're like, I think they're truly zero calories. I don't know if they or one calorie. I used to eat a whole bag, like as my only meal for like 3 days. And I just have ruined myself on them.
Well, that was it. I walked in there to get three things, ended up leaving, spending $60, and 40 of it was in treats.
Yeah.
Don't know
that
why.
Seems like a balanced grocery store trip. I don't understand where the drawback would be. I am not a cookie or cookie dough person.
Oh my God.
I'm a cookie dough ice cream person. I love cookie dough ice cream.
Yeah.
I'm never going to walk out of a store like thinking, oh, cookie dough is what I need as like my treat, because I just it's not for me. I will walk out with bags and bags of candy. So like that's where I would diverge. Like if I'm gonna walk out with snacks or like treats, I'm gonna lean on like fruity candy and ice cream as my two.
Yeah,
but I'm not walking out with any cookies. This is not my game.
I'm always looking for cookie dough. My perfect ice cream. We have a real topic that we're going to talk about today,
yeah,
but now we're
just
talking about ice cream. My perfect ice cream flurry is a flurry with bananas, marshmallows, peanut butter, and if I can get like a coffee syrup in there. It's like my favorite flurry.
Joe, that's just a protein shake, my guy. What are we talking about? What are we talking about? That's a protein shake. Get bananas out of there. Just send those to the wind. What are you talking about putting bananas in a flurry? No. You're going to get Oreo. You're going to put Reese's Pieces in it. And then if I had to go a third, really those two are the main one. If I had to go a third, I'm going to throw a weird one at you. Heath Toffee.
All of those are candies. Well, except, Oreos aren't candy. That's a cookie. But
don't. Come on. What are you talking about putting bananas in your ice cream?
Oh, it's so good. It's delightful. But like when I look for pints of ice cream, like I don't really get pints of ice cream because I always want something like super specific, like this freaking flurry that I want. Like I'll eat a vanilla ice cream. Like it's fine.
Yeah.
But like the closest I've ever gotten is like the Tonight Dough, which I think has peanut butter cookie dough in it.
It does.
And a few other things. But no pint of ice cream has ever like fulfilled my need for the ice cream I want in a pint.
Because
of ice
nobody
cream.
Wants fruit in their ice cream, Joe. What? Nobody wants banana in their ice cream. Have you had Cherry Garcia from Ben & Jerry's? Cherry Garcia?
I don't really like cherry ice cream.
I don't like cherry flavors in general, so I'm not that's a very, very popular one for fruit.
Fish food's pretty good.
The fudge I don't love. Like it's a little too rich. Yeah. It's a little too rich.
Yeah.
Because of the fudge. And you know me. I'm a fish head. Like I'm a big fan of the actual band Fish. And you'd think I would love their ice cream, but the fudge just doesn't do it for me.
Right. Maricone Dream, Stephen Colbert's. That's pretty good. It's got ice cream cone bits in it.
Pretty good. Are you the topper ice cream, in or out, where they put like all the big? Have you tried the Ben and Jerry's where they put like basically all the flavor on top, and then like a
no?
So they had one that I thought was really good for the first like three bites. It was like this caramel something or other, and it was all like a thick layer on top. And basically, you take the spoon and break the top layer and get to the ice cream underneath. So you're having like a, like you almost mix it yourself kind of.
Yeah.
And it was cookies and cream is what I'm thinking of. It was like a, you break it. It was like a white fudge and like a Oreo topping.
Right.
And you break it yourself and then you get a scoop of the ice cream and a scoop of the topping. You eat it all together. I liked it for like two bites before I realized how freaking flavorful these topping pieces are. Compared to the ice cream, like the ice cream is. So eventually I got to the point where I just flipped the topper thing off and ate the ice cream because I was like, I don't need all this straight sugar into my adrenaline. I just want the ice cream.
Right.
So
I like to have everything kind of mixed together, which is, again, why a flurry is so great. Get bananas, peanut butters.
That's a protein shake, Joe. This is an ice cream. All right, we're moving on to the topic. I can't listen to you talk about bananas
moving
and ice cream
on,
anymore.
Moving on. We're going to talk about real things. I mean, talk about ice cream.
I'd talk about ice cream the rest of the time, honestly. I'd sit here and debate the merits of fruit and ice cream until we hit the hour 30 mark and wouldn't feel bad about it.
Right, exactly. Exactly. Yeah, so our topic kind of got brought up. It was my thought, you know, when we were going to record last week, a bunch of shit happened, couldn't record. It was a combination of, I knew we were going to be going out on Sunday with Ben, and then also talking to our friends who will be having a baby this upcoming July. And then they were asking me some questions about, you know, just newborn stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So I sent a text to you, and I was like, hey, how about we talk about ways you as parents and be supportive or empathetic to your friends that also have kids. And the best ways to go about that while you're with them. And then you replied back, I don't really have any friends that have babies except for you.
It's you, Joe. Well, I mean, our buddy Florian, but they don't live close, so we don't see them very often. My sister has a couple of kids. Katie's sister has a couple of kids. I feel like family's a little bit different, though. In the fact that you see them all the time, you know them, you know, almost as well as you know your own kids. So you know what to do and what not to do.
Right.
And when it comes to, like, just friends that have kids, it's just you, Joe.
Which is so funny, because, like, our friend... I say our friend groups aren't that different, but, like, you and I have a collective friend group.
Yes.
And then Kayla and I have a collective friend group that's a little different that, like, you come in and out of as well.
Right.
But that friend group that I have with Kayla, it's all people with babies.
Everybody's got babies. Like, at your Halloween party, there were kids everywhere. Everywhere.
Yeah.
And it's wild. I think that we talked about it on the podcast. That was the first time, like, I had gone to a party at, like, my friend's house that also had kids there. Right? Like, that doesn't happen very often. So...
Yeah, so it's those moments that I could just want to, like, touch on a bit.
Let's do it.
Yeah. So, first thing, you know, we've talked about, like, you and Katie did an episode about how to kind of help your friends that have newborns when we had Grayson. You guys kind of touched on it. But I wanted to talk more about how to really support your friends have kids, regardless if they're newborn, one, whatever the age may be. And this has come up quite a few times in our lives as parents that I've noticed, because we are parents, we tend to be more empathetic with our friends or friends of friends who have kids. And some of those moments are being able to interact with the children in a not awkward fashion, if that makes sense.
Sure.
Because there's some people who don't have kids, just don't know how to interact with kids. Right?
We broke DeRosa by trial by fire. We just made him hold Ben all the time. We're like, you're just going to have to learn. Sorry, dude. Like, at the time, he lived five doors down. He was at our house, like, three times a week. We're like, my guy, if you're going to be here and there's a baby here, you're just going to have to learn. Like, that's...
Yeah.
So, going into that, for people who maybe don't have the same relationship to DeRosa and I do, I think just being mindful of... It's hard for me to think about it because as a parent, you sacrifice everything for your kids, right?
Yeah.
Like, we're talking about, we're probably not going to hang out as a friend group, as a full friend group, for a while after our friends have their first baby, right? Like, that's just the reality of it. You and I know it. You know, it's the same thing happened to me. For the first, like, 6 months of each kid's life, you're just gone, right? It doesn't matter if it's your first kid, second kid, third kid. You just, that first 6 months, you're just relearning how to live again with a new added addition to your life. So if I flip that around from the outside looking in and saying, how do you support somebody going through that? Patience has got to be step number one, right? They are going to be, they have their whole life changed. Their whole life turned upside down. And so, like, just being patient and understanding and being like, I will help whenever you need help, and I will, you know, pitch in, but I'm not going to pressure you. You know, like, that was a big thing for us, for our friends that don't have kids that didn't understand going into it. It's like, hey, I haven't seen you in a while. And yeah, sorry. Like, that's, I'm not going to say I'm sorry because my entire life is turned upside down and backwards, and there's nothing I can do about it, right? Like, yeah, this, I'm sorry. Every day I'm busy from I wake up until I go to sleep. There's just not a lot of extra room. So using that mindset moving forward of, like, how can you support your friend having a new baby? Patience. Lots of patience.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think once you get past that patience point and you start to have, you know, them kind of come back into your world, and then they bring the baby around as well. I've come to, I've found, you know, a couple of our friend groups, you know, they will, like, apologize for the actions of their baby from time to time. Like, a baby, like, is crying extensively or whatever.
Yeah.
Now, Kayla and I being parents, two babies that have cried a lot, it doesn't bother us one bit. So we always, you know, are like, you know, don't worry about it. Like, it's fine. Like, it's totally understanding. Like, it's not bothering us any. If you're at our house, like, you know, if you need to lay them down, use our crib, like, whatever it may be, you know? So that's something that us as parents, I think we can also, you know, part of the empathy of it is, like, new parents, I think, want to sometimes, and I don't want to put words in all new parents' mouth, but I feel like, you know, sometimes they just want to apologize because maybe they're embarrassed about having their kid cry out in public or whatever it may be. And that's just the nature of kids. And
well, and if you think about what we thought about before we were parents, the funny thing I always go back to is how drastically my opinion of kids on airplanes changed. Because before I had kids, I traveled for work. And basically that's it. Travel for work and traveled for leisure, right? And traveling for work, I'm on a flight to Orlando at 8 o'clock on a Thursday, coming home from a work conference, and a baby's crying, you know, five rows back from me the whole flight home. It's like, I'm exhausted. It's the end of a work trip. I'm trying to put my headphones on and this baby just won't stop crying, you know, all this stuff. They're thinking about it now, like, having kids. Let them cry. Let them cry. They're in a metal tube in the sky that they have no idea what's going on, and their ears hurt. Let them cry. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
It does not matter to me. Let them cry. And, like, that drastic, like, why am I blanking on the word? This is not good radio. Anyway, the word drastic shift in thought. I'm blanking on the word that goes with it. That drastic shift in thought is what I think people can learn, like, from your friends having kids, or from, like, just knowing that you have kids, like, just let them be. This is completely normal. This is completely and utterly normal. The kid's going to cry. They're not going to know why. You're not going to know why. I remember coming to your house for the first Halloween after we had been.
Yeah.
And something you guys did for us. Remember, Katie actually had a blocked duct and actually was suffering from mastitis that night.
Yeah.
And Ben's crying because he can't get any milk out, and we're trying to pump and bottle feed and get everything out. It's our first time out of the house as parents. He's only, like, 2.5 months old. And, you know, like, we were so worried that everything was going wrong and we were going to be, you know, it was going to be so bad. And it, everything was just fine. It was fine. You know, like, that just, it's hard to put into words, which I know is exactly what we try and do on the podcast. So, you know, not great radio again. But that feeling and that support system of like, it's all going to be okay, right? Like, everybody goes through this. Everybody, you know, is going to face the exact challenges that you faced, and everyone already has faced the challenges that you face, and it's going to be all right.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, again, for Kayla and I, what we want to do is make sure we will always be there for our friends and family that have kids. And, you know, we try to be there, sympathize, to help however we can. Not sympathize, but yeah, definitely empathize, and just to say, hey, we totally get what's going on. So in those situations, you know, we want to make sure that you or whoever it is comfortable. You know, like, sure, Ben's having a rough night. We get it. Like, totally get it. You know, if you guys need to go sit in Gray's room or whatever, it would have been Cora's room, you know, Cora's room and rock or whatever it might be, go for it. So I think that's something, again, with newborns that we try to do. And as our friends' kids, our family's kids, the little people in our lives, tiny humans, as they get older, we want to make sure that we continue to interact with them in ways that are just like, hey, we're gonna just interact. So like, when we came over to play Dungeons and Dragons at your house a few weeks ago, Ben was running around and hiding under that couch that you guys have in the living room, the nugget couch, maybe.
Yeah, the nugget.
And like, I just got right on the floor, right, and like started playing peekaboo and like chasing and like, you know, acting like I was gonna tickle him or whatever it might be. And to me, I find like, I've always been able to have fun with kids, but I find like, I don't know, like, I want you to know, like, sure, I'm always gonna be there for you and Katie, but our kids actually mean something to me too, and I'm gonna interact with them as much as I can, because I want you guys to know that, like, hey, ever needed us to step in somewhere, like, how we will do that, and we're comfortable doing that. So I think by us having those interactions with your kids and being able to play and support, like, this furthers that. So if it's playing with Ben, or even like taking Will if he's like, you know, a little fussy, like, I've never had this interaction with you and Katie, but like, if for some reason you guys are like flustered or something, then like, Will's a little just whimpering, you know, taking him and just bouncing him and walking around the house or whatever it may be, so you guys can like sit down, being comfortable with those things. So those are ways that I know me and Kayla both try to help our friends out and our family out. Like Jordan and Josh, they have baby Cal, who's over a year now, but there was a night we were at a birthday party for somebody, and Jordan had to go to the bathroom, and Josh wasn't there at the party yet. So Jordan like snuck out while Cal wasn't paying attention and went to the bathroom. Then he noticed she wasn't there.
Yep. And they always notice. So you think they don't. They always notice.
So, you know, he's comfortable enough with us, and we've been around him enough that like, he, I think, recognizes us. I immediately was able to just scoop him up in my arms and just like bounce around where we were at and like distract him and like, you know, point things out and play with him and poke at him and tickle him enough to keep him distracted and laughing and happy until Jordan came back. I think, again, those are ways that we try to support our friends. Like, you know, we're comfortable enough. Like, hey, if you're cool with me picking up your kid, I'm going to like, I'll pick up your kid and bounce around and distract them if you need to go to the bathroom. You know, that kind of stuff. And this is also harkens back to like what Kevin did at the game.
Yep.
Kevin doesn't have kids, but he's really good at interacting with kids. And he's always, even with when Cora was like one, he'd always been able to interact with her. I think for us, it just means a lot to have friends that also interact with our kids. And, you know, sure, like, if, you know, you want to pick up Cora and bounce around when she was younger and distract her, like, go for it. Like, all of that is so helpful, knowing that people are okay hanging out with us and our kids, if that makes sense.
Yeah. You touched on right at the end there. You actually hit a note that I think is really important. I didn't ask if I could bring Ben to the football game. I was just like, yeah, I'm going to bring Ben with me, because Selfishly, I'm leaving on a work trip, and if I left Katie home alone with the kids more than I already am to go on this work trip, I might have been in deep trouble. But also, I knew that he'd be good, and he'd be, you know, good at the game. But I also knew our friends wouldn't care, right? Because everybody's shown so much, you know, all of our friends. We play D&D in the basement. The kids come down. They play in their kitchen while we're playing D&D. Like, all of our friends have been around our kids. Like, I knew our friends wouldn't care. If I don't know if I would be able to exist in a friend group now that would be weird with that, right? Like, even we talk about, we have different, maybe this is just adult life. Like, we have our friend group together, and then we each kind of have separate friend groups that don't always hang out together, right? In all of my friend groups, if I just brought Ben to something, as long as we weren't like going to bar trivia on a Saturday night, you know, like, if I just brought Ben to something, nobody would think twice about it. Nobody would be weird, you know, as long as the situation was appropriate. I can't really bring him out on a golf course right now. That just doesn't, he's just not quite that age yet. Almost. Lessons are coming soon.
Almost.
But, you know, in things like this, we're going to a football game. We're going to go, you know, out to, you know, a soccer game. We're going to go out downtown and walk around, things like that. All of our friends are super comfortable with us just like being able to bring kids and just like bringing our kids to it. And I think having friends like that means so much more than people realize, right? Talk about Kevin being able to interact with the kids, even just being around the kids and being cool with that, right? There's a lot of people out there that aren't, and that's okay, you know. And you get to that point where you're like, hey, I'm not super cool being around kids. You're gonna have to come to terms that maybe you're not gonna have the friends that have kids anymore. I'm sorry, like, that's just how it works, right?
Right.
But on the flip side, those friends that are super cool with your kids, super cool with being around your kids, super cool with interacting and like knowing your kids, those mean the world. Because honestly, my kids, not only do we make a podcast about it, but like, I was thinking about this the other day of like what my personality is now, because that joke about like, all in all seriousness, because I'm going to work and I have to think about what small talk I'm going to have to make with people. I was like, what do I talk about? That's not my kids. but I don't have anything, Joe, because this is what happens to parents. Right. And it's not anything I consciously chose. It's not like I went and was like, I'm only going to think about my kids all the time. That's just what happens. I don't have brain space for anything else besides seizing the means of production and my children. That's it. It's those two things all the time. It's like, but it truly, like, my kids are all that occupy my life, you know. Like, I talk to my mom on a weekly basis, and 80% of that conversation is about what the kids did that week. One, because my mom wants to know what the kids are up to and know about their lives. But on the flip side, it's all that goes on in my life every week on a waking basis, right? Like, if I were to strip away what I did this week and strip away all the kids stuff, I sat on Excel for a long time this week, and I played a little bit of Destiny last night with Kevin. That's it. That's my week, Joe. If you take out all the kid stuff, that's it. I just look at Excel and I play a little bit of video games. And so, like, having kids or having friends that understand that that's your life and still love you because of it, not necessarily even in spite of it, but because of it. That, I think, is the best support you can give your friends having kids, is like understanding that their life is now fundamentally changed and they might not be the same person you became friends with, but if you can love them for who they are now, it's going to be even that much stronger.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So I think, like, you know, wrapping up the conversation is like exactly what you just said, and then hang out with the kids, especially when they're like Ben and Cora's age. The kids are at that point now, super independent, but like, you can go play tag with them.
Yes.
Right. Like, you can get out, you can go do things with them, where with newborns, you're kind of, again, just bouncing and calming and shushing, while still doing, you know, building that bond. But like, being able to go run outside and play tag or whatever it may be with like some of your friends' kids, like, hey, it's pretty cool if those kids are cool with you doing that, because again, from my perspective, it just shows like, hey, you actually, like, you're giving part of your time to my kids and you're appreciating them and being with them, you know, occupying them if I'm cooking dinner or whatever it may be.
Yeah.
And that just means a lot to me. So I think from my perspective, you know, being able to go out and do those kinds of things is pretty cool. And I think as more friends within friends groups have that, it's just a cool thing. And to be able to have a Halloween party of your friends that you're really close with, but then also there's a bunch of kids there that mm-hmm. can hang out and do whatever. That's a pretty fun time. So that's all I gotta say about that.
I love it.
All right, well, let's get out of here, huh?
Let's do it. It's
let's do late, it.
Joe.
It's late. It's 9 o'clock on a Wednesday.
I had a mug of Earl Grey while we recorded. I'm gonna be up.
Saw that.
40 God.
All right. Well, thank you all so much for listening. We really appreciate you. If you haven't already, give us a like, a comment, a subscribe, a rating, a review, all that good stuff helps us out wherever you're listening to this and on YouTube and whatnot. Really, really helps us out. So thank you again for listening. And thank you to Planet Ant for having us on their podcast network. If you haven't already, also go to our website at bigdadenergypod.com. There you can check out some merch that we have, which is very cool. It's very exciting to have merch. We also have membership tiers where we're going to be doing things, you know, be exclusives for our members. So go check those out. Yeah, thanks.
Joe mentioned it. Go find us on YouTube. You can watch this episode, all our past, past like 5 episodes on YouTube. You can see our lovely faces. All of our episodes are uploading weekly to YouTube. So you can find us there, watch it instead of listen to it on the wherever you get your podcast. So either one's great, at Big Dad Energy Podcast. And then find us on Instagram at Big Dad Energy Podcast and follow us there too. So thank you guys so much for listening. We appreciate it. I'm Jared Chemanski.
I'm Joe Lopez.
Remember, lick your tongue twice before you use them.
This has been a production of Planet Ant Podcast, powered by Pinecast.